You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions. Thank you for joining me today. Know just as I am known is the title of this devotion. Know just as I am known. Okay, to know. I know as I'm known. Okay, many people that have been Christians a long time don't know themselves. They don't know. I am a new creation. I am born of my Heavenly Father. I bear His Spirit in me, teaching me to abide in Jesus. My Heavenly Father, God, is my Father. It's not just a religious term. It's an inward witness. It's an inward perceiving, knowing. It's a Holy Spirit conviction. It's a Holy Spirit blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. It is this knowing by the Holy Spirit, which is more powerful than the intellect could ever achieve. The intellect could never achieve such a powerful knowing. People through the intellect are able to really recognize things that are established facts, and they can know that and be assured of it. But the knowing that you receive through the Holy Spirit supersedes that kind of knowing. That knowing always has a taste of self-opinion on it. Instead of that knowing, I don't mean to be harsh about that now. That's not what I meant. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm not. But the knowing that comes from our loving Heavenly Father when His witness lives in us has that sweetness of the fatherly heart to it. You are my sons, you are my daughters, in you I'm well pleased. So let me talk to you about this because God wants you to live in this and to be able to pass that on to others, okay? Let me read to you here from Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, where Jesus says, "All things have been delivered to me by my Father. No one knows the Son, or no one knows me except the Father." No one knows except the Father. "And no one knows the Father except the Son and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him." That knowing that Jesus had within him was the Spirit of the Father bearing witness. You are my Son, in you I'm well pleased. Look here in chapter 3 of, and then you see what I'm talking about. Chapter 3, starting at verse 13. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And then he allowed him. And when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." This witness of the Father is the knowing that I'm talking to you about. And this is what we all receive as we become a new creation. We receive the witness of God. We can't wait to share more about it, but I want to take you to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 5. Right, where Jesus says in verse 31, or excuse me, John the Baptist here. Yeah, John 5, sorry. Jesus says here in verse 31, If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There's another who bears witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses of me is true. You have sent to John, and he has borne witness of the truth. Yet I do not receive testimony from men, but I say these things that you may be saved. He, John the Baptist, was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. But I have a greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me to finish, the very works I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has testified of me, and so forth. The Father himself, you are my son, and you are well pleased. That witness of the Father is this knowing that I'm talking about. I know, even as I'm known by my Father. My Father knows me. And I have that knowing of him knowing me. You know, Paul writes in the book of Galatians, I think it's the fourth chapter of Galatians, or maybe the fifth. And he says there that we might know God. And then he says, or rather, that we are known of God. Living in the knowledge of your Father, living in the witness the Father bears of you, is one of the unique identities of true Christianity. No other religion has this. No other religion can even imagine such a thing, because no other religion has the blood of Jesus that has purchased the right, literally bought us. God literally bought us with the blood of his son Jesus, and therefore, in honor of that blood and in honor of Jesus, he bears witness with our spirit that we are his sons and daughters. And we now have the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. Jesus said there, John was a burning lamp who bore witness of the truth. So let's see the light that John bore of the truth about Jesus here in John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, and he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. That in itself is one of the most phenomenal revelations of God, that Jesus is the Lamb, that the Passover Lamb given to take away our sin and reconcile us with God. Now listen closely. Remember that Elizabeth was the aunt of Mary. Elizabeth's sister, I knew her name, but it escapes me right now. But Elizabeth's sister is the mother of Mary. So Mary, the mother of Jesus, came to Elizabeth that we know is in the scriptures in the Gospel of Luke. And so John the Baptist was the son of Elizabeth in her old age. I mean, do you know that Elizabeth was 90, when she gave birth, 91, I think, when she gave birth to John the Baptist, and Zechariah was 99. So it's quite similar to Abraham and Sarah. I mean, almost identical. So it shows you that God shows you and me, I can do what I have done. So look to what I've done and let your hearts be encouraged about what I can do today. Oh, I believe that with all my heart. But listen to this. So John, right, is related to Jesus through Elizabeth, his mother, and Mary. And this is what he said. This is he of whom I said in verse 30 of John 1, after me comes a man who's preferred before me, for he was before me. Listen now. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore, I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him. Second time, he says it three times. But he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. That knowing Jesus as he was known by the Father, John says, I did not know him. I did not know him. I did not know him. I mean, I know him as the son of Joseph and Mary. I knew him as Jesus of Nazareth, but I did not know him even as he was known by the Father. But the Father, God, who sent me to baptize, to prepare the way for him, said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending, remaining, he is the one. And I bear witness and testify by the knowing of the Father, Jesus is the one. Friends, if you do not come to live within that knowing, that you know even as you are known, then you will always struggle knowing others as the Father knows them. It has to start with yourself. You got to learn how to live in the witness the Father has of you. You got to learn to believe what the Father says about you. You are my child, and you I'm well pleased. I'm giving you my Spirit to dwell in you, to make us one, to make us one. I'm in you and you in me. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 16, when the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, has come, then you will know. I am in the Father and you in me and I in you. I love those scriptures, John 14, 16 through 20. You'll read these things that I'm saying to you. And then look what John says here about Jesus in chapter 3, verse 30. John the Baptist is saying about Jesus, must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. He who has received his testimony has certified that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides in him. What's the wrath of God? You stay spiritually dead. That is the wrath of God. He who eats of this tree will die. And we all come from that same nature, that cursed poison that came into Adam and Eve when they ate of the forbidden fruit, and Satan's poison came in them in that they became self-conscious instead of God-conscious. They knew themselves as they knew themselves, but not as they were known of God. That knowledge was broken through the power of sin. That knowledge is restored through the reconciliation of Jesus. You again receive that knowledge. You see, you are renewed, it says here in Colossians chapter 3, verse 10. Put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. You see, this is the new birth. This is that knowing, even as we are known, that you're renewed by the Spirit in the knowledge of whom you are in God's sight. Folks, as long as you judge yourself after yourself, then you will always fall short of God's glory. If you judge yourself by merely what others think of you, you will also fall short of God's glory. Because all of us in the flesh have the sin nature. And that sin nature is always looking for dominance. And it's looking to rule your thoughts, your ways, your knowledge. But that sin nature and its power is broken through the knowledge of the Son of God coming into you. And then through His Spirit in you, you begin to know even as you are known. And we need to grow strong in that knowledge by being renewed in knowledge inwardly, consistently, constantly, constantly. The Spirit continuously bearing witness with your spirit that you are born of God, that you're a child of God. Do you see what I'm talking to you about here? Jesus said in John chapter 1, if I go back there, please. John chapter 1. Thank you, Lord, for your word to light up our path. John chapter 1, verse 12. As many as receive him, this is about Jesus, as many as receive Jesus, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but who are born of God. God gives this new birth, right? This renewing of knowledge, this awakening to the knowledge, to the truth, where inwardly you perceive, you know, where before you were spiritually dead, you didn't know, you didn't perceive. No matter how hard you tried, you couldn't get that knowledge. Why? It's a spiritual knowledge. It's the Holy Spirit giving you that consciousness, that knowledge. I'm a child of God. I'm born from above. And that is so beautiful, that knowledge. It is the sweet kiss of a loving father and mother of their newborn child, and the love and acceptance and joy that child feels has a sweetness of acceptance, a sweetness of being loved and desired. Oh, and friends, that is just a pale comparison to this, what I'm talking to you about. Jesus lived in the knowledge of the Father, of him. It's the Father who bore witness of him. Jesus said, I know the witnesses my Father bears of me is true. My Father bears witness of me. My Father said, you are my Son. In you I'm well pleased. Jesus lived in that knowledge. And he delighted in that knowledge of the Father. It's like the Father's face shining in him. It's the Father's favor shining in him. It's that loving acceptance. That is the knowledge I'm talking about. And Jesus says here in John chapter 10, when he's talking about being a shepherd, our good shepherd, he says in verse 14, I am the good shepherd of John 10, and I know and recognize my own, and my own know and recognize me, even as truly as the Father knows me, and I also know the Father. Oh my goodness, friends. This being knowing even as we are known is sweeter than anything, in my opinion. How I love to wake up in the morning and I begin to worship and pray. Not because I'm trying to achieve anything. Oh no, the heavens are open through the blood and the Spirit of Jesus. And I enter into that Holy of Holies where I dwell with Jesus, where I am seated with Jesus. My conscience becomes aware of that beautiful place to which I have boldness to enter. And I come with that freedom of acceptance, that true heart of faith, with sprinkled from an evil conscience and that body washed with pure water, as Hebrews 10:22 says. And I enter in amora kashadridia, rapadride cabro sabragedridia. My Father, I worship you. My Father, I worship you. My Father. You see, worship is inhabiting, it's embracing, it's being what you worship. What you worship, you become. The scripture teaches. And you worship the Father because you are made after his likeness. And his likeness manifests in you through the Holy Spirit. And you live in that sweet, unbroken communion of fellowship with the Father because of the blood and the Spirit of Jesus. Oh, it's heavenly, folks. That knowing, living in the knowing, even as I'm known, is absolutely heaven for me. where the Holy Spirit continuously reminds me and convinces me I'm born of God. I'm a new creation. I'm no more in condemnation. I'm no more a child of His wrath. Now I'm a child of His love. I'm a child of His love. Oh, it is heavenly. It is holy. It is glorious. It is wonderful. So I long for you to hear this by the Holy Spirit. For all of you that have received the Lord Jesus Christ, for all of you that have accepted the sacrifice He has made for you by offering Himself and shedding His innocent blood as an offering to the Father by which He purchased us. Oh, my goodness, friends, the more your heart opens up to these riches, the more that you begin to love God, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe upon Him would not perish, but receive this everlasting life of sonship. Jesus is at the Father's right hand, ever living to make intercession to impart this life of sonship into you, and that you may live in that knowing even as you are known. Oh, how wonderful. Let me close with you. I know I'm going on. Let me just close with you. It's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and I know that's hard to say since there's so many beautiful ones. Isaiah 53:11. Isaiah 53:11. And He, talking about Jesus, shall see the fruit of the travail of His soul. That means the sacrifice of His suffering. And be satisfied. By His knowledge of Himself, which He possesses and imparts to others, shall my uncompromisingly righteous one, my servant, justify many and make many righteous, upright and in right standing with God. For He shall bear their iniquity and their guilt with the consequences, says the Lord. With this knowledge of Himself, which He imparts, which He maintains, which He perfects in you and me, He brings us into that consciousness of His perfect righteousness in the presence of the Father, and that perfect peace between Him and the Father, and this joy of fellowship. And Jesus brings you through the knowledge of Himself. And you, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 9 and 10, bear this witness that the Father gives of His Son in yourself. It's heavenly. It's holy. Thank Him for it every day. And let it rejoice your heart that you now are His child. Amen. Have a good day.